We long to hear God say, "Do you know how much I love you? I'm working in your life because you are my son. I reward those who earnestly seek me. Do not fear. Nothing you do will ever change how much I love you."
You arrive home after a tough day on the job. As you walk to the mailbox, you mutter to yourself, "And nobody understands the pressure I'm under to make all this work, and no one even cares." You grab the mail and notice a strange-looking envelope. Curiosity gets to you, and you open it up, and there's a letter inside, and it says, "My son, this is your Heavenly Father. Do you know how much I love you? Do not be deceived and do not be afraid, because I will never stop loving you. You are my son. I am working in your life because you are my son. Cry out to me. I love to hear you pray. I created you so that we could walk together and talk together often. I reward those who earnestly seek me. You are my son. I love you as one of my children. Nothing can change that. Do not fear and do not be afraid. All your sins have been forgiven and they are all swept from my sight. Nothing you do will ever change how much I love you. Eternally yours, God." Welcome to Champions Arise. I'm Foster Brown and I'm here with Kent Darcy. Thank you for being with us today. If you received a letter like the one I just read, how would it change your day? Would you worry about things as much? Would people's irritating ways be less annoying? Would you be as fearful of losing the love and attention of others? Receiving a message like this that assured us of God's unconditional love would be great. But that would never happen in real life, right? Or could it? Find out when we return to Champions Arise.
At Champions Arise, we want you to finish well the race of life. And this series of programs is designed to help. There is no doubt that this world is filled with distractions. Allow for the still small voice of God to break through the cacophony of noises that surround you and determine in your heart to follow His design for your life, marriage, and family. Champions Arise is your program to succeed in what matters most. To learn more about Champions Arise, go to championsarise.org. championsarise.org.
Welcome back to Champions Arise. Kent, I have never received a letter like that in my life, but there have been days I sure could have used some encouraging words like that.
Well, me too. You know, I think as men, with the responsibility of being the spiritual leaders and providers of our homes, it comes a heavy weight sometimes to hear that we are loved and appreciated, not for how we are doing, but for who we are, would satisfy our souls in a deep way. But the letter we're discussing is actually taken from the book Every Man a Warrior by Lonnie Berger. And his point is, though this letter describes the wonderful things God provides for us, this letter also describes the desire God has to be in close relationship with us.
Yes, I noticed that. It says, "I created you so that we could walk together and talk together often."
Yeah, yeah. And that reminds me actually of Genesis 3, verse 8, which says, "And Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day."
Yes.
You know, when I read that scripture, I imagine God walking in the garden with Adam and Eve. That's an amazing picture to me of the joy God had being with Adam and Eve. And it's like when we were first dating our wife, and that joy we'd feel being with them, the completeness we felt when they'd put their head on our shoulder, when they'd look in our eyes with admiration and respect, how sweet that was.
And then you're saying that this is the type of relationship God wants to have with us.
Yeah, yeah. And if we're honest, this is the type of relationship we want to have with Him. You know, we long to hear God say, "Do you know how much I love you? I'm working in your life because you are my son. I reward those who earnestly seek me. Do not fear. Nothing you do will ever change how much I love you." And though we can't walk in the garden with God in the cool of the day, and we aren't going to receive a physical letter from Him like you read at the beginning of the program, we can have that wonderful, intimate, sweet relationship with God in prayer. In fact, that is the purpose of our prayer.
To deepen our relationship with God.
Yes, yes.
Then I'm anxious to hear more about how this works. But for those of you who may have just joined us, this is Champions Arise. And I'm your host, Foster Brown, and I'm with Kent Darcy. We're discussing the real purpose of prayer in men's lives. We're using material from Lesson 7 in Lonnie Berger's book, Every Man a Warrior. Kent, we've talked about the importance of quiet times over the last few programs in this series. And prayer is an important part of that. But so far, we've encouraged men to pray, and we've discussed what we should pray for, but we haven't talked about how to pray. And I'm guessing for some of our listeners, praying, beyond asking for the blessing over their food, might be a new experience.
Well, you're probably right. And Satan's demons will battle with us to stop us from deepening our prayers with God. You know, they don't want us to have that strong, intimate relationship with God. You know, they know that a man who has a bond with God has a stable home life, a good relationship with his family, you know, is a good employee, and is a valued member of society. So they will unleash every distraction possible to stop a man from praying. But we must pray. Now, fortunately, we just need to maintain the discipline of having our daily quiet time and remember the three letters W-C-R.
That's W-C-R.
Yes. W stands for worship, C stands for confession, and R stands for request. These are key elements in prayer.
Worship, confession, and request, mm-hmm. W-C-R.
Yeah.
When you say worship, what exactly do you mean?
Well, worshiping in prayer is praising God for who he is and who he is to us. When we praise God in prayer, you know, we might say something like, Jesus, I give you praise, glory, and honor. I praise you for who you are, and I thank you for your goodness to me. You know, in Psalm 50, verse 23, God says, giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. It honors God when we give him thanks and praise. Also, whenever I'm feeling, you know, discouraged, I spend some time thanking the Lord and thinking about all that he's blessed me mm-hmm. with, and I feel better after that.
You know, Kent, for me, Hebrews 13:15 is the passage that comes to mind. Yeah. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a number of scriptures that talk about praising God. But the important thing to remember is it honors God, and praising him cleanses and prepares our hearts and minds to go deeper with God.
So W is worship. Mm-hmm. Then C is confession.
Yes. After we worship God, we must confess our sins to him. And confession is simply admitting your weaknesses and sin and asking God to forgive you. Now, many of us are familiar with the Lord's Prayer, where it says, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. But some men don't realize how important this is. Some actually think sins, or at least little sins, are no big deal.
Mm.
But they are. You know, in 1 John, verses 8 through 10, the Apostle John writes about people that think that way. You know, he wrote, if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts.
So if we deny our sins, we're calling God a liar.
That is what the Bible says.
I don't think I want to do that.
Well, neither would I. Confession is very, very important. But once we've worshiped God, the W in our prayer reminder, and confessed our sin before him, the C, we can come to him with our requests. That's the R in our WTC prayer acronym. Making requests is asking God for wisdom in financial matters, in family matters, and other relationships and events in our lives. Making requests is asking God to give us our daily bread. Making requests is also praying for one another. The Apostle Paul wrote about this important part of prayer in his first letter to Timothy. In chapter 2, verse 1, he writes, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. You know, Paul also wrote in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So making requests is an important part of our prayers to God.
Also, I want to let our listeners know that If you've missed out on our last program, I really encourage you to listen to it.
Yeah.
Kent and I had a fascinating discussion on why men don't pray.
Mm-hmm.
These two programs together provide a great overview on prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to encourage men who are listening and thinking, you know, maybe, you know, I've never prayed like that before. I mean, praying for my food at dinner table, you know, is all I've known. You know, sometimes I'll pray the Our Father, but that's it. Relax. You know, my friend, that's okay. It's not about how we pray. The WCR method is just a tool to help us get going. The key is taking the time with God. I mean, it took years for me to learn that what God really wants is to spend time with me. You know, we're busy men. Our wife wants to spend time with us. Our kids want to spend time with us. Our boss wants to spend time with us. And we forget that God wants to spend time with us. You know, isn't that an amazing thought? God wants to spend time with us, and we need to spend time with him. So this is a skill we want to develop. In some ways, you know, learning to pray can be a lot like when we first dated our wives.
You like that analogy, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, I think it's interesting how it fits. So just leave me alone. I'm on a roll here. You know? But think about it. You know, when we first dated our wives, we weren't sure what to say. You know, we didn't want to say the wrong thing because we wanted them to like us. But as we talked more and more, it became easier to share.
Mm-hmm.
And as like turned to love, we talk even more and at a deeper level. And then as the years passed and our love grows to mature love, we enjoy a trusting relationship and we can talk and share freely. And it's similar with God and prayer. Maybe in our early years as a Christian or when we're just starting our practice of prayer, our prayers are mostly about asking God for stuff. And that's okay. I mean, he's trying to teach us that we can really trust him and that his promises are true. But as we grow and mature and spend more time with him, our prayer life should also change to a more spiritually adult relationship. You know, hopefully 25 years into our marriage, we aren't having the same superficial conversations we used to have when we first dated. And the same is true with our prayer life with God.
Well, that certainly makes sense. But, you know, our time is coming to an end. So let's see if we can review where we've been here.
Okay. Well, we started by realizing that the purpose of prayer is to deepen our relationship with God. And we acknowledged that for some, a deeper prayer life was a new experience. So we broke down into three areas: worship, confession, and requests, or WCR. And we want to encourage men that deepening our prayer life is a process, but a process that is entirely worth it. The moment you start understanding how sincerely and deeply God loves you and wants to spend time with you, it'll forever change your relationship with him.
And that is one of our goals here at Champions Arise, to see men's lives forever changed by the power and love of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
Champions Arise founder Edmund Speaker talks about the need for men of valor and character.
I had the privilege to have in my life great role models of men of valor and character. Today, saying that the difference between a man and a boy is the price of his toy stabs me in the guts. We can do better than that. Our families and our society are in urgent need for men of valor who stand up for what is right. Our program will help men to do exactly that.
You can learn more about the Champions Arise movement when you go to championsarise.org.
Thank you for listening to Champions Arise, where men are equipped and strengthened to meet their God-given potential. Today we discuss the purpose of prayer. The material for this program is from Lesson 7 in the book Every Man a Warrior by Lonnie Berger. His book can be used by individuals, small groups, or in a class at your church. For more information on his book, or to hear this or any of our previous programs in this series, visit our website, championsarise.org. I'm Foster Brown with Kent Darcy. Thank you for listening to Champions Arise. May God mold you into the man he knows you can be.